and it's expected to be the biggest initial public offering in Wall Street history. I'm talking about the Chinese e-commerce site Alibaba, which is on track to go public on Friday. Kara Swisher, co-founder and executive editor at the tech news site Recode, is with us from KQED in San Francisco to talk more about it. And Kara, the hype has been building.
Huge.
Is the company worth the hype?
Well, it's going to be financially worth the hype. I think there's a huge demand for these shares, and Wall Street's sort of falling all over itself to buy into the IPO because they think it's going to go up further.
And we've heard a lot about Alibaba over the last several weeks as this has built up to this date. I know that you know the founder of the company,
well.
Jack Ma.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about him and his vision for the company.
Well, we've interviewed him several times on stage. We've had him a lot. I met him when Yahoo first started investing in Alibaba many years ago in the mid-2000s. He's very persistent. He's all the qualities of an entrepreneur you'd see in Silicon Valley, which was unusual in China at the time. Hugely persistent, just drives through problems very quickly. He has a very large team that's been with him for a long time, which I think is unusual, a little like Netflix, Reed Hastings and things like that. And he just won't take no for an answer. He's very much and very enthusiastic. And he's built a culture that's like that, sort of this can-do culture in China, which, again, was unusual at the time, although there's plenty of companies like that now.
Is there a sense, though, that the IPO would change the company?
Well, he was already wealthy. They had taken parts of the company public before and then went private again. This is a really interesting company in terms of what's happened to it. Alibaba.com was public and then went private. So they've already been very wealthy, but this is a quantum level of wealth that they'll have. And, you know, it's spread out among a lot of people because there's a lot of people running that company because it's so vast. But it certainly will be an interesting question of what it will do with all this money. I think that's the big question I have. Will it start buying globally? They say the market's big enough in China, but, you know, they've got to have ambitions outside of China. They've been buying into U.S. companies, in stakes in U.S. companies. So we'll see what happens in terms of what they're going to do with it and what kind of influence they'll have in this country. And there'll be regulatory issues around that because they're a Chinese company. There'll be questions around that. But it's really the first Chinese company to become a global leader, I think, in the online space.
And are there concerns from any investors that you've heard from about getting into this Chinese company, given that some Chinese companies that people have invested in the past have turned out to not be what they thought they were?
Well, this is much more. I mean, yes, the opaqueness of China is and what happens with the government and when government steps in. There is that element there when things happen there. I've heard some investors talk about the opaque nature of what's going on there. That said, you know, they're a relatively transparent company compared to many companies in China. And they do have what they've done fascinatingly here in this country, they've set up offices here. They've hired a lot of Americans in their communications department. They're trying very hard to sort of assuage Wall Street's worries in that area.
Now, we know one company that's going to be watching this very closely is Yahoo, which owns about 22% of Alibaba.
Something
what does
like
this
that.
Mean
yep.
for Yahoo?
Well, it owned a lot more. It owned about 40% at one point
right.
and was forced to sell it, forced to sell part of it. And it's being forced to sell some of the shares, less than they had to. So they're going to go down to about 16% in this particular transaction. It's great for Yahoo. It's the thing that's been keeping Yahoo shares alive. Yahoo, even as Alibaba's gotten powerful and done an amazing performance, Yahoo's performance has declined rather precipitously, including under Marissa Mayer. The core business is really suffering. And so what's happened is they've become almost like an Asian investment company. Their shares in SoftBank, which is a Japanese company, and in Alibaba have kept the shares very high, quite lofty.
Well, we'll be watching Friday, the big IPO of Alibaba. Kara Swisher, co-founder and executive editor at the tech news site Recode. Thanks as always.
Thanks a lot.